This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, into the 8 o'clock hour we go, Payne and Pendergast. You can text us, Jim Adler, Texas Hammer text line. You can chat with us in the YouTube and Twitch chat rooms there. All kinds of ways to consume and interact with us here at Sports Radio 610. I got a question in the mailbag for my podcast, Seth, the Utopia Football Podcast. Two episodes during the offseason, Tuesday and Thursday. Mailbag, H-O-U, mailbag at gmail.com if you want to drop me a line there. They asked, where does D'Amico rank in the, quote, job security department among NFL head coaches? Not trying to, like, stir the pot and imply that D'Amico's seat is hot or anything. Quite the opposite. Like, he, my answer was just blindly. I just blindly answered it because I didn't have time, you know, to jot down every coach as I'm answering these questions. Blindly, I would say he's top 10 in job security. Like, he's going, it would take an act of God or the most horrific season ever and probably a series of other things point to get D'Amico.
It would really, I think even if they ended up having a 2-15 season, even I don't think it would end up, he'd be the first Texans coach that could
survive
after a 2-win season. They fired every other one that's had a 2-win season.
Yeah.
For a couple reasons. For one, I don't think that this team is capable of having a 2-win season just because defensively they're always going to be a competitive defense.
Yeah.
So that keeps you in enough games that even if you have you can look at the Jets a couple years ago when the Robert Saleh had 7 wins while not having a single viable NFL quarterback the entire time. I think that they're very unlikely to have a season that bad. And then the other part of it too is I think the Texans would have to be concerned with maybe earning what has been an unfair characterization of the team, which is, oh, they fire coaches way too quickly or immediately. Like, it was bogus. Because the Texans had held on to coaches for a long time. You know, Capers was here 4 years. Then Kubiak was here forever. O'Brien was here for a very long stretch of time. And then it was just a really weird 2-year period where they fired a couple coaches that people wanted to brand them as a short-timer coaching position.
Right.
But I feel like if D'Amico got fired, a lot of people would look at that side-eyed.
Yeah, I think so too. I think the floor for this team, and I say this, I think the floor for this team, even if something were to happen to CJ, right? I still think the floor for this team is like 7 or 8 wins just for what you just said, just based on the defense. Like, this team, I think, could defense and Davis Mills their way to 7 or 8 wins. You know, it's a pretty well-coached team. They've got guys that love football. I don't think these are guys that are going to give up on the season or anything like that. So I think it's for a team, you know, if we were just looking at a team, if they had to play their backup quarterback for the season, what's the floor? I think the Texans have one of the higher floors. Like, if you wiped out all the starting quarterbacks in the NFL and every team had to start their backup,
Yeah.
I think the Texans would be a pretty good team in that environment. They'd have a pretty good team in that league, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So, I think that it's the chance is almost zero of DeMeco getting fired after this
The
year.
Only ones, I kind of put him into groups, like tiers, like the coaches in the NFL right now. I put him into tiers for this exercise. I think the only ones, like I would say, are like more secure. Like they're going nowhere. Like they it would take an act of Congress to get these guys out. I would say, see if you agree with me. I would say Andy Reid.
Yeah.
John Harbaugh. I would say both the Harbaughs.
Okay, I would disagree with the John Harbaugh just because there could at some point be a point where the owner says, "All right, look, man, he's been awesome, and we've been competitive every year, and yet at some point we just." If the Ravens have a really disappointing season this year, and they like they have for a couple years now, they've got some difficult free agency decisions and everything to make. If Lamar Jackson took a step backwards for some reason, let's say Derrick Henry gets injured, I could see. I would actually put DeMeco above John Harbaugh.
Would you? Okay.
Even with all due, and that doesn't have it. I think John Harbaugh is an awesome head coach, but I could see it just being the point where they say, okay, it's time to go in a new direction.
No, we're admittedly splitting hairs right now. We're talking about comparing good coaches to other good coaches. So there's no disrespect for anybody if you say DeMeco's above this guy. The only thing, and maybe it's something to go look up today. Is like I wonder how many coaches that won Super Bowls, and I understand his Super Bowl win was a decade ago. I get that with Joe Flacco. How many of them had their times with their teams end in them getting fired? You know, like how much of a golden ticket is a Super Bowl victory?
Tom Coughlin won two and then got fired.
Yeah. No, and the number may be high. I don't know.
Like
as I was putting Harbaugh in that bucket, the Super Bowl, the fact that he's won a Super Bowl there. Was definitely on my mind in putting him in there. I mean, you make a good argument for the opposite, though, for sure.
Well, I mean, but the Mike McCarthy stuff happens too. Mike McCarthy won a Super Bowl early, and then that guy it buys you a long leash afterwards.
And he's had a long leash, Harbaugh. It's been a decade since he won it.
Coughlin only lasted how many seasons did it after his second Super Bowl did he get fired?
That's a good question. It was 2011. He won the second Super Bowl right against the Patriots. I don't know when they started going on that Ben McAdoo cycle with Ben McAdoo and Joe Judge, the other guys. It was a rough stretch.
How about that? They fired Tom Coughlin, which makes – he's an older guy. They felt like he'd lost his touch or whatever.
Yeah.
But then they fired him for Ben McAdoo.
Ben McAdoo, who's –
unbelievable.
Go Google Ben McAdoo suit and see the suit that he – remember the suit he wore to his introductory press conference? He looked like Tom Hanks at the end of Big – where he's shrunk back into a little kid again, and he's wearing an adult suit.
He lost. He had four seasons after he won that second Super Bowl.
Okay. Yeah. So it's just it's interesting. The other names I had in the more secure, Jim Harbaugh, just because he's in year one in Los Angeles, and he's done a great job so far. He got him back to the playoffs. Jim Harbaugh's going nowhere. Kevin O'Connell, Minnesota. Dan Campbell, Detroit. Matt LaFleur, Green Bay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I would say that Kevin O'Connell and Matt LaFleur would be big shocks, but that I wouldn't be big shocks. It would be surprises, but I could see them, especially with Minnesota. I wonder they're very analytically minded, and I could see them for whatever reason feeling like okay, Kevin O'Connell isn't the right guy, and we actually need a guy like this or what have you.
Mathing their way into a decision.
yeah. Well, it would be like firing James Click. It would be one of those types of things.
Yeah.
As to your previous question, by the way, big shockers. How about the GM that gets fired 3 days after they or 2 weeks after you win a World Series?
Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah, nobody's safe over there. Matt LaFleur may be a misfit on here. I think DeMeco's probably on a colder seat than Matt LaFleur, just because they haven't been able to break through in Green Bay under him.
Yeah.
You know, he's been really good there with multiple quarterbacks, I think. And then the last two, Sean McVay with the Rams and Kyle Shanahan. I put Kyle Shanahan in there only because I think if he got fired, he'd get hired in 2 seconds by some other team, which if that's the case, like I think Tennessee's finding that out with Mike Vrabel. Like, Vrabel took a year off, just step back. But I think if Vrabel, after the Titans fired Vrabel, I think if Vrabel had wanted to, if he and his representation wanted to get him in the mix in that hiring cycle, I think Vrabel could have found a job pretty quickly.
I don't know with Shanahan, if you every time I kind of go to try to dig into something with the 49ers, there's a whole lot of scuttlebutt all the time out there about both either Shanahan getting traded or Shanahan getting fired. So I don't know. And I feel like one of the theories out there is that, man, Shanahan and John Lynch talked the owner into making that huge spending splurge last year, and then it completely fell apart, to where there might be some acrimony there between the owner and management and the coaching as far as, all right, well, now we're on the hook for all this money, and it looks like we're headed in the wrong direction.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess the question is, there's a difference between being secure in the job you have and being a desirable candidate for the other 31 jobs.
Yeah, I think the list you put together is a really good list of who shouldn't be more secure, or who should be more secure than D'Amico.
Yeah.
But the way it actually works out interpersonally and everything, I think those guys are, the guys I mentioned might be a little bit more on the hot seat than you realize.
Yeah, no, you may be right. You may be right about that. Then there's other names that I think, like, you know, Sean McDermott, there had been rumblings a year or so ago that he might be on thin ice. He's probably reestablished himself by getting 3 points away from the Super Bowl. Mike Tomlin's a weird one because he's a winning coach every year, and yet there'd been talk of the Steelers maybe trading him to a team.
Yeah.
Sean Payton, I think, is pretty secure in Denver. You know, Sirianni just won a Super Bowl, you know, things like that.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Okay, as far as, I'm fascinated by your question about coaches when they're let go after they win a Super Bowl or multiple Super Bowls.
Yeah.
So, Nick Sirianni could have almost been one of those guys if this year hadn't, which is crazy because he's just won, he's been to 2 in 3 years now.
Yeah.
Without winning it, Nick Sirianni wouldn't have been.
Yeah, he just made it 2 years ago.
Right. Andy Reid, Sean McVay both still have their jobs. Bruce Arians, he retired. He flat out retired.
Yes.
Was Bill Belichick officially a firing?
They definitely didn't position it that way. Remember, they had a big press conference.
It was amusing. He got fired. If you're not retained, you're fired.
Okay.
Is how I would think of it.
These are the rules. That sounds good.
Doug Peterson.
Fired.
Totally fired.
Yep.
Was Gary Kubiak, did he retire?
He retired.
He retired.
Yep.
Pete Carroll. I mean, it was long after he won the Super Bowl.
But he got fired.
But he got fired. But that was a long, let's say he got a really respectable long leash.
Yes.
Now, Tom Coughlin, we talked about.
Yep.
I would say Mike McCarthy doesn't count because he had such a long, long leash afterwards.
Yep.
Yeah, you're right. It's few and far between.
Yeah.
I mean, Sean Payton retired.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think he thought he was retiring, but he stepped away willingly.
Yeah. But John Harbaugh, like the doppelganger for him is probably McCarthy. You know, like he won a Super Bowl early on while he was there and then just was competitive for a long, long time. And then just, you know, eventually the voice stops resonating in the locker room, you know?
I'll tell you what, man, going back long enough, it really is. Because Dungy retired, right?
Yes.
Did, yeah. Did Gruden get fired by the Bucks?
Good question. I don't know.
Or traded. Wait, no, no, he got traded.
From the Raiders to the Bucks.
From the Raiders to the, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Coughlin might be the biggest miscarriage of justice of all of these, especially when you add in the Ben McAdoo.
He won two in 5 years, and he beat Belichick and Brady in both of those.
Yeah.
He got fired for Ben McAdoo.
Well, okay, so he won two Super Bowls. That bought him 4 years, where all those other guys were getting a decade-long leash after winning one Super Bowl, or some of those other
guys. Well, and not even getting back to one in that 10-year time frame. You know, like, yeah. Mike McCarthy and Aaron Rodgers got to that one in 2010, and they haven't sniffed one since, either of them, in any place they've been. And I think John Harbaugh the same, right? The Ravens haven't been back to a Super Bowl since 2012. No, they haven't.
The Giants in the 4 years after they won their second Super Bowl, they went 9-7. Yeah. So, you know, you'd never get fired after that. Then they went 7-9.
Yeah.
And then they had 2 6-10 seasons in a row where that's what did it in for.
Yeah, they weren't great, you know, and you had a quarterback who's winding down physically, yeah. who wasn't all that great to begin with in Eli, you know.
It made sense, except that they followed it up with Ben McAdoo, Pat Shurmur,
and Joe Judge.
From 2016 through 2021, their coaches were Ben McAdoo,
yeah.
Pat Shurmur, and Joe Judge.
Yeah.
That's a horrible, horrible way to follow up firing a coach that it won you two Super Bowls.
Right, like at least when you fire McCarthy, you bring in Matt LaFleur, who's done a good job. You know,
yeah.
like he hasn't gotten to a Super Bowl, but he's you know, empirically, he's done a good job. But that's, dude, when you lay it out that way, like, that's totally on brand for a team that's owned by, what about Saquon?
And you just know, well, and you know how he loved how popular. His point he made about Saquon Barkley wasn't even how good Saquon Barkley was. It's that he's the most popular with the fans.
Yes.
So think about Coughlin had Odell Beckham Jr. for 2 years. Odell Beckham Jr. wildly popular with the fans. And I'm guessing Odell Beckham Jr. might not have been the biggest Tom Coughlin fan.
I think that's a fair bet.
Because was that Odell Beckham Jr. was one of the people on the boat party in South Florida. Was he
was,
not?
Yeah, yeah, he was. He was, I believe so. Yeah, you said he got fired after 2015.
Yeah.
Yeah, his last two seasons would have been Odell Beckham's first two seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's... we're getting a lot of texts to the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line about our conversation before, back in the 7 o'clock hour, about who would win a fight between Nick Caserio and Roger Clemens. Roger's winning in an overwhelming fashion on the text page. The reason we brought it up is because Nick pointed out, in talking about lower body strength in athletes... yesterday in our conversation with him, pointed out that...
Clemens had a big ass.
Don't underestimate how much time Clemens has already done this with all of the boys, all of his sons that he's had. The fights that he's gotten into with his sons through the years.
Yeah.
With his
Who are also strength. Professional athletes.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah.
And not as big as Roger either. Like, he's bigger than all of them.
And Roger's got... He totally definitely has old man strength, too.
1,000%. He still works out, I bet.
Yeah, I told you, like, the old men in my family on the farming side, they would do, like, these grip strength things. And I can remember when I was still in college, yeah, I would do it versus my great uncle, and he would destroy me on it.
Yeah.
Because he's just a lifetime of working the way he did. He had old man strength, and he just destroyed me and all that stuff. Clemens would be that guy.
He's that guy.
I do think, Sean, your one weakness as a sports handicapper.
I know what you're going to say.
Might be in hypothetical street fights.
Because I'm a wrestling fan. You know, I watch Cody Rhodes pin Roman Reigns, and I'm like, all right, if these two fought for real, Roman would squash him like a grape. That's 100% true.
Yeah, I think you don't respect the weight class element as much as you should.
It's the pro wrestling fan in me. It's a blind spot, but it's an acknowledged blind. You know what?
Well, we are talking about fake hypothetical
I'm going to acknowledge, appropriately enough, I'm going to use Roman Reigns to acknowledge. Sean Pendergast, blind spot for weight classes in street fights.
Acknowledge me.
Acknowledged.
Well, okay, now maybe we need to start doing it like that. if you had Caserio go versus Roger Clemens in a pro wrestling bout, who would put on the better show? Who would win the crowd over?
I think...
Let's say not in a Houston or New York or Boston-based crowd, just in a blank slate crowd where they somehow knew nothing about these guys.
I think Clemens would make an outstanding heel. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He would cut some great heel promos. So, and I think you could paint Nick as the sympathetic, like, underdog babyface in all this.
I think Nick would do some crazy stuff.
Yes.
Like, Nick would go do crazy stuff that looked that's ill-advised.
Yes.
Like, he would do a backflip off of the post onto a folding table and everything.
Yes, an aerial assault from Nick Caserio. Yeah. Last text before we hit the break here, because it's funny. This texter says, I've played lots of golf with Roger Clemens. A few years ago, I made a hole in one with him. He picked me up like a rag doll celebrating. I'm 6'2", 230.
Yeah.
Yeah, that he does. He's got dad strength, old man strength for sure.
We assumed that if we have Roger Clemens on and play him that soundbite, he's going to take it as a compliment.
For sure.
That Nick said he had a big ass.
Oh, yeah.
Which it was. It was a compliment.
Yes.
But then if I tell him that you actually thought Nick Caserio could beat him or compete with
beat
him in an MMA bout. Yeah, Clemens is going to get pissed off at you.
Yeah, I know.
We don't want to do that. We don't want to do that interview in person.
No, no. Or at least save it till the end when I can run out of the studio right before break, something like that. All right, Payne and Pender.
You could outrun Roger Clemens, huh?
No, well, I'd have a head start on him.
Big ass.
I just have to get to the elevator first. I just got to get to the elevator.
Just running back, being like, trying to catch me with that fat ass of yours.
Come
Roger.
At me. Come at me. all right, are we in a new era where there is a brand new pecking order with the three big pro teams here in town? The Athletic may say yes. We will have that for you coming up next.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.